From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. pledges nearly $1 billion in aid for Syrian refugees. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
Now, the amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. Those are the neighbor countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of militant group Al-Shabaab. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off about 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers that were on board, one was killed. Senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers on Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Congressional critics of Mr. Obama's military operations against Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels there will undermine the lengthy American effort that started shortly after the 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil, and poses its greatest dangers to pregnant women. Brazil will also have to consider the economic impact resulting from the virus. This is Gerard Jones. He's a professor of economics at London's Lancaster University.
Now, in Brazil, tourism accounts for around about 10%. Of GDP. So this could amount to as much as 2% of GDP in terms of the hit that Brazil faces. In terms of dollars, that's getting on for $50 billion, which is a significant hit for an economy that is currently struggling.
The virus was discovered in Uganda's Zika forest in 1947. Now imagine for a moment that you suffer from a debilitating disease, and your very existence depends upon your consuming a single pill on a regular basis. Now imagine how you'd feel if that pill suddenly jumped in price from $13.50 per pill to $750 a pill. A former U.S. pharmaceutical business executive has angered lawmakers by refusing to explain why he raised the price of a life-saving pill by 5,000%. Martin Shkreli received a subpoena to appear before the hearing after his former company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, raised the price of Daraprim, the drug used for treating AIDS and certain types of cancer. Zlatika Hoke has more for VOA.
When the price for Daraprim went up sharply in August of last year, the general public, politicians, and even industry officials reacted with outrage. The price was increased shortly after Turing, under Shkreli's leadership, bought the patent for the drug. U.S. lawmakers and the Federal Trade Commission are now investigating whether the company violated antitrust laws. On Wednesday, Shkreli refused to cooperate.
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Furthermore, the former hedge fund manager appeared to be smirking at lawmakers, which prompted his removal from the hearing. Shkreli is facing charges of security fraud in two other companies. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
A UN panel has ruled WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arbitrarily detained since 2012. Mr. Assange says he plans to leave Ecuador's embassy in London, where he sought refuge for nearly 4 years, but British police say they remain obliged to arrest him. Mr. Assange is wanted in Sweden, where he faces a rape allegation, which he denies. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.